Hello, ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to Arab Voices on Houston Pacifica Radio, listener-sponsored, commercial-free KPFT 90.1 FM, with live streaming, podcasting, and online archive of previous shows at both kpft.org and arabvoices.net. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. This show is also syndicated, and it airs on other radio stations in different states in the U.S. Today on Arab Voices, we will listen to statements and remarks from several participants at the special March for George Floyd held June 2, 2020 in Houston, calling for justice for George Floyd, the African-American man who was murdered on May 25, 2020 by a Minnesota police officer. Nearly 60,000 people attended the Houston March. But before we do that, I'd like to share with you important information about how you can support this unique commercial-free community radio station. KPFT Houston 90.1 FM is currently in spring membership drive, and that is a great opportunity to upgrade your listenership to listener sponsor and become a member of the KPFT family. Most of you, if not all, know that KPFT is 100% financed by listeners like you, and it does not rely on the corporate world to operate. So please give us a call right now at 713-526-5738 and make that tax-deductible contribution to support your community radio station. That's 713-526-5738. You can also make a pledge online at kpft.org or text the word GIVE to 713-526-5738. I mentioned this is a unique radio station, and there is no doubt about that. It is unique in so many ways, like the diverse range of programming it provides, like this one, Arab Voices, that has been on KPFT for over 18 years. Yes, over 18 years of weekly programming. So if you appreciate what this station has been doing, we ask for your support, and we ask you to support it and keep Arab Voices and other programs on the air. Please make that call and make a pledge of any amount, whether it is $60 or $360. Call 713-526-5738 or make a pledge online at kpft.org or text GIVE to 713-526-5738. Your support is greatly appreciated. On May 25th, 2020, the whole world witnessed yet another murder of an African-American man at the hands of police. George Floyd, a 46-year-old black man, was killed in Minneapolis, Minnesota, by a police officer while he was handcuffed and laying face down on a city street during an arrest. Derek Chauvin, a white American Minneapolis police officer, kept his knee on the right side of George Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes, including for almost 3 minutes after Floyd became unresponsive. Three other police officers participated in this tragic event. A horrific crime that has happened so many times in the U.S. against African-American men and women at the hands of police officers. This time, the horrific murder was caught on video and shocked the entire world, causing massive protests throughout the U.S. and many other countries. Hundreds of local, national, and international organizations condemned the crime, including strong condemnations from the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, ADC, and the Council on American Islamic Relations. Right here in Houston, Texas, a special march for George Floyd was held on June 2, 2020, in downtown Houston, and attended by 60,000 people from all walks of life. We are going to listen today to some of the remarks and statements delivered at that special march, including the remarks of Congressman Al Green, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, Sylvester Turner, Mayor of the City of Houston, several members of George Floyd's family, and many others. Let's listen in, and the voice you will hear first is that of Bun B, rapper, activist, and one of the march's organizers.
We really want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. Y'all have no idea what this means to us. Houston is united. Houston is unified. Houston stands together in solidarity against racism, against police brutality, against racial injustice. We stand for everything that means something under God's word. We're all children of God, and that's why we stand here today to do honor to a fellow brother of ours, George Floyd, who was tortured and murdered in the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota. We will never forget his name. We will never forget his memory. And due to that, we will make sure that we carry this fight on as long as we need to and as far as we have to. A little sweat to me today. Walking a couple blocks ain't nothing to me today. You might be wet, you might be sweaty, your legs might hurt, but you'll never have to deal with the pain that George Floyd had to deal with. I want to thank our religious leaders for praying for us today and praying with us today. I want to thank James Prince from Rap-A-Lot Records for standing with us today. I want to thank the council, Lee Merritt, for being here with us today. My brother, my son, my sister, Tamika Mallory. Make no mistakes about it. We are here for justice today. We're here for accountability today. We appreciate the Houston Police Department for standing with us today, but make no mistakes about it. We will hold our police department accountable if they commit acts against the people of this city. I plead with my police chief, Art Acevedo, who is still with me this week and marched with me this week, to make sure to ensure transparency for this police department. I want to thank all elected officials for being here today. Councilwoman Shabazz, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, and our esteemed mayor, Sylvester Turner. But I plead with them today to create legislation to help us fight this serious disease in country known as racism. I plead for them for policy reform. I plead for them for a community review board with subpoena power so that when the police cannot police themselves, that we the people have a voice because we are the dogs in this fight. When the police departments of America will not police themselves, we need independent community review boards with subpoena power to hold them accountable, to have them arrested and have charges brought against them. And that takes legislation, so I plead with our mayor, I plead with our congresspeople, and I plead with our city council, please join us in this fight. Please write the legislation. Please pass the bills that are necessary to protect the people of Houston, the people of the state of Texas, and the black people of America and people of color from being terrorized by murderers hiding behind a badge on our streets. If you believe me, say his name. If you with me, say his name. If you want justice, say his name. If you came here to fight for injustice and against racism, say his name. You right, his name is George Floyd. Now I know my brother is a brother of few words, but every word he said is powerful and has the weight of Houston, Texas behind him. So please welcome my brother to the stage, Trey the Truth. Houston, Texas, say his name. Say his name. I can't. I can't. I can't. Check this out, man. I want to tell each and every one of y'all personally from the bottom of my heart, I thank y'all. When we did what we did and came with the idea to do this Sunday, we had no idea if it was going to be 10 people or if it was going to be 10,000. At the end of the day, we knew one thing for sure. It was no way we letting bro get buried in the ground without us putting up a fight. So if you know you came to fight today, and you know you came to stand, and you know the time for fear is over, I need you to make some noise right now. So like Bun said, he know I hate talking. I'm one of the ones just about action, man. I want to say personally, the reason this is so important to me, first and foremost, I want to thank every city, every state that stood up for George Floyd that didn't even know George Floyd. From the city of Houston, Texas, we salute y'all 1,000%. Everything y'all doing, we see y'all. And just as well as y'all standing for George Floyd, anything that happened in y'all community, we gonna stand the same damn way, man. So check this out. The reason I said this was important today, because a lot of us took it in our own hands. A lot of us felt our own pain, our own hurt, our own hate for what was happening to us. But nobody took the time to allow the family to speak or to hear their thoughts or even hear them tell the world how they feel about what they seeing going on. So we decided to do this march for them. If you got love for George Floyd right now and his family, I need you to put one fist in the air right now. So check this out, man. I got a couple of important speakers and we gonna end it with the family because I feel like their words are more powerful than anything that's going on right now because the hurt they feel is something we can't imagine. We can't imagine looking at this video, and this is one of our relatives, and the only thing we can do is hear him cry, and we feel helpless because we can't help them. So we're going to make this day right here, we're going to make this day count. We know the world watching right now. We know the nation watching, not just U.S. I've seen people protesting in London, France, everywhere there is, man. I've seen people protesting in London, France, everywhere there is, man. Right now, George sparked the change in the world that we need right now. But while we continue, I want to bring one of the homies up. Tamika, I want you to come get some words. If you don't know who Tamika Mallory is, I'm going to let her tell you a few things about herself. This is just the beginning. And one other thing, I got to say thanks to the city of Houston, the mayor, everybody who took part for even allowing this to happen. I said we was going to do this. They didn't ask no questions. The only thing they said was, what are we doing and how can we assist? So I want to take the moment for us to give them a round of applause now, because it's clear you either with us or you're against us, and they're letting it be known they're staying with us right now. Please welcome to the podium right now our sister in the struggle, all the way from New York, New York, Tamika Mallory.
I travel here all the way from New York City today, and so y'all don't get to be quiet. When I say Houston, what's up, I need y'all to let me know that you're out here right now on behalf of George Floyd. Houston, what's good? Now, when I say no justice, I want you to say no peace. No justice. No justice. No justice. No justice. No justice. And if there ain't gonna be no justice, there ain't gonna be no peace. They have to arrest the cops. They keep asking me, how do we calm the streets down? And I keep telling them, arrest every damn cop that had something to do with George Floyd's death. Arrest the cops. Arrest the cops. Arrest the cops. Arrest the cops.
Arrest the cops. Arrest the cops.
Brothers and sisters, we are at a critical moment in our history. We are at a critical moment in our history. We are about to change America forever. Don't let anybody tell you that we're not making a difference. They see us and they cannot control what has been unleashed on our streets. You cannot back down. Now more than ever, we must be vigilant and we must continue to press forward. People all over the world have taken up this fight. You see, George Floyd is a martyr. George Floyd, you didn't hear me because I didn't hear any noise. George Floyd is a martyr. His death has changed the hearts of women, men, and children all over the world. Stephanie Mills has a song that says, it's something in the way you make me feel. And there was something about listening to our brother call for his mother and his family that has changed our hearts forever. We're ready to fight, and we're not going back. You see, George Floyd was the thing that, the straw that broke the camel's back. But the reality, brothers and sisters, is that the camel's back was already broken. It was already bloody, it was bruised, and it was weak. It was weak because the education system has failed us. It was weak because capitalism is literally choking us. At the end of the day, the whole damn system is guilty as hell, and we know that. But the fact that Donald Trump was able to become president of the United States means the system is all f***ed. And guess what? We can't go back. We must fight for our lives. We're dying anyway. So we might as well take to these streets like they have never seen us take to the streets before and shut this down. We're marching. And we're marching for Sandra Bland. We're marching for Mike Brown. We're marching for Trayvon Martin. We're marching for Tamir Rice. We're marching for Philando Castile. We're marching for Deborah Danna. Graham. We're marching for Romali Graham. We're marching for Sean Bell. The list is too long. So don't go in your house. When they tell you that they're going to put more police on the street, bring more people to the streets. We outnumber them. They cannot kill us all. It is unfortunate that some of us will have to lose our lives. There's been no revolution. There's been no change in America. In fact, the way in which they brought us here to build this country, many of our people died. But today we are declaring that no more are we asking. No more are we begging. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to meet about it. We don't want to cry about it. We don't want our mothers crying. We don't want our sons dying. We are demanding that this country treat black people the way that you treat everyone else. Our humanity must be recognized. This is a demand. It's not a question. No more will I cry when my son leaves the house. We're gonna fight back. We're gonna fight back. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Are we gonna fight back? Now, they wanna be able to say that we out here looting and there's violence and that we are the worst people in the world. Actually, brothers and sisters, we have to be careful because everybody that's marching with us is not with us. They want to catch you on camera throwing a brick, turning over a car, burning down a building so that they can justify murdering us. But we don't have to throw one brick. What we have to do is organize. Organize our people, register to vote, and turn out like we have never turned out before. Forward, brothers and sisters, forward. We can accomplish what you will. Up, you mighty race. We ain't going back. We're going forward. God bless you. Go in peace.
Come on, Houston, make some noise for my sister all the way from New York City, Tamika Mallory. Right now, I want to bring up the council, for one of the council for the family. Please welcome my brother in arms, Lee Merritt.
There's a lot of power in this space. Let me hear you repeat after me. People power.
People power.
One more time. People power.
People power.
Economic power.
Economic power.
Political power.
Political power.
People power.
People power.
Economic power.
Economic power.
Political power.
Political power.
We didn't just gather here to express our frustration. We've gathered here to yield the most powerful source on the face of the earth, and that's people power.
People power.
People power.
People power.
My brother Trey called me about this a little under a week ago, telling me about a man that he knew that was a native son in Houston, and he tried to help me explain this to him. He says, how does a cop kneel on his neck for 8 minutes and 36 seconds straight while he screams for his life, while onlookers scream for his life, and most importantly, while they filmed him? The camera was not a surprise to him. He was indifferent to the camera. He didn't care about the camera. He said, how is it possible that that man, and when we spoke, he was unarrested, and the men who helped him, who aided and abetted this murder, was unarrested. He said, how is that possible? Understand this. I come here as one of the counsels for the family, but I am not an attorney hoping to reform a broken criminal justice system. I don't believe we need any more thoughtful attorneys hoping to reform a broken criminal justice system. It is not broken. It is operating exactly how it was designed to operate. When Derek Chauvin looked into that camera the way I'm looking into these cameras, he knew that despite him being recorded, he would likely get away with it. Because the system doesn't need any more attorneys hoping to fix a broken system. They need radical lawyers, radical artists, radical people hoping to burn it down and build a new one. What does that look like? It looks like people power, economic power, political power. It's time that we begin to yield our power. Because even in the city of Houston, you do not go without your own stain. Because right here, the district attorney, Kimberly Ogg, has failed to indict the officer who murdered Pamela Turner on video. So we come here to cash a check not only for our brother Floyd, but for our sister Pamela Turner. Say her name. Say her name. What does that look like? It has to be more than just words, Lee. We've heard you talking, Lee. There's brothers more articulate than you, Lee. So what does that look like? That looks like when the people come together and use their power to vote, that's a start, but it's not the whole thing. Let me hear you say vote.
Vote.
Let me hear you say vote.
Vote.
When the people come together and use their economic power and defund a corrupt and broken police system, that's what it looks like. We use our economic power, we take our businesses to defund a crooked and broken police system until they begin to reform themselves. The law enforcement officers you see standing with us, they should be here in protest because they are a part of a broken system. Talib Kweli said it like this. Talib Kweli said it's in their job description to terminate the threat, so one shot to the body is what you can expect. The president has said, no matter if we follow the law, how do I give my son pride and then make him swallow it all? My sister Sheila Jackson Lee, she said, don't get up there and talk about the arrest of one officer. Don't get up there and talk about the arrest of three officers. Get up there and tell them that we need to take this fight to Washington, D.C. We need to demand a comprehensive reform package for policing in America. It can never be the same again. That means we need to end qualified immunity. We need to do that on both sides of the aisle. That means we need to end qualified immunity. That means we need to end, or we need to change, we need to take hold of the use of force protocol. And listen, I'm gonna talk to you all about the legal part of it, because look, we said part of it was political power. That means we gotta pay attention and understand it. When he looked at that camera, he thought, I'm probably protected by qualified immunity, and I likely am following the use of force protocol. And so we need to go to D.C. and tell them we need a new set of laws that respect black lives. We need a new set of laws that respects black lives. Until we do that, we're going to exercise our people power. Say it after me. People power.
People power.
Political power.
Political power.
Economic power.
Power.
Say his name. Say his name. Say his name. We are calling for the George Floyd Police Reform Bill, and we will not stop protesting, we will not stop fighting until it happens. Say his name.
Give it up for Family Counsel Lee Merritt. I like the way that sounds, George Floyd Police Reform Bill. I love the way that sounds. Next up, we're gonna bring out here the esteemed mayor of Houston, Texas, who was so kind to allow us to stand here on City Hall and protest injustice and let his police force come out here and protect this route and keep the instigators out. Everybody, please welcome Mayor Sylvester Turner.
Thank you. Look, let me start off. Let me thank Bun B and Trey the Truth for providing leadership to this effort. Give it up to Bun B and Trey the Truth. I want to thank all of these elected officials from Congress, the state level, city council members, county commissioners who are here, school board members, constables, all on all levels. I want to thank our community activists, our community leaders, our faith-based leaders for being out here. I want to thank all of you for coming out. You have marched, demonstrated, stood up, made your voices heard. And let me tell you, people that are in elected office in position of power, we are listening. And it's not important just to listen. It is important for us to do. And so I want you to know that your marching, your demonstrating, your protesting has not gone on in vain, certainly not here in the city of Houston. And even as the mayor of the city of Houston, let me tell you, in this city, we can always do things better. We should always, on a constant daily basis, review our own practices, procedures, and actions. We need to make sure that we engage in best practices. We always need to advance our training to make sure that we are sensitive to everything that's happening out here on our streets. There are a lot of things that we need to do. We are not perfect. We recognize that. We also recognize that in our city, in the midst of so much prosperity, that there are communities that have been underserved and under-resourced for decades. We recognize that. We recognize that there's a lot of work that needs to be done in Third Ward, the Trey, in Fifth Ward, the Nickel, in Acres Home, the Fofo, in Denver Harbor, in Magnolia Place, in Sunnyside, in South Park, in Fort Bend, all over the city. There are a lot of things that we need to do. And we need to understand that in our city, we respect every single person. Every person is important. Every neighborhood is valued. And we have to commit ourselves to making sure that we do better every single day. So I'm not here to tell you that we're perfect. I'm not here to tell you that we don't make mistakes. But what is important, that for people like myself who are in positions of authority and power, we have to make sure that while we are here, we work every single day to make it to make it a positive difference. And it's important for the mayor of the city of Houston to walk, march, stand up, and protest with you and not against you. That's important. Now, lastly, let me say this. This day is not about City Hall. And I'll correct Bum B. I didn't allow you to come to City Hall. Quite frankly, this is your city. This is your hall. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to you. So I didn't let you come to some place that's not already yours. I understand that. But today, it's about lifting up the family of George Floyd. Say his name.
George Floyd.
Say his name.
George Floyd.
It's about lifting up the name of George Floyd. It's about supporting 16 members of his family who have taken the time, okay? They have taken the time, walked through the streets just like you did, to be here with you today. These are his kinfolk. It's not about me, okay? It's about them. And I want the focus to be on them. Because let me tell you, at the end of the day, when we go home, they still have to deal with a relative that is no longer here. Not today, not next month, but for the rest of their lives. And so today, we want to love on them. We want them to know that George did not die in vain. That's important. We want them to know. And I know it made a difference to them when the police chief in Minneapolis recognized that that police officer putting his knee on the neck of George was wrong, that the other three police officers standing there not doing anything, their silence was complicit, was wrong. That's important. And it's important for us in Georgetown, in this city, to stand up and recognize and say his name, George Floyd. And so let me just say to this family, as the mayor of the city of Houston, representing 2.3 million Houstonians, not just black, Asian, Hispanic, African Americans, rich, poor, you name it, that we are standing with you today, next month, and years to come. We want you to know we are with you. All that they ask is that as we march, protest, and demonstrate, that we do it in such a way that we do not deface his name. They want us to be peaceful. They want us to be peaceful. And I'm asking that we do that in the city of Houston, because that's just who we are. So thank you for being out here. Appreciate you being out here. To the family members, thank you so very, very much. Love you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bumby. Thanks, Trey.
Please give it up for our esteemed mayor, Sylvester Turner, y'all. I don't think y'all realize how lucky we are, not only to have a mayor that's a person of color, but a mayor that's born and raised in our city, that grew up in the conditions that we are, and understands what we go through on a daily basis in this city.
You're listening to Arab Voices on KPFT Houston 90.1 FM. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. That was Sylvester Turner, mayor of the city of Houston, speaking at the special March for George Floyd event held on June 2, 2020 in Houston and attended by 60,000 people. We will continue shortly to listen to additional remarks from other participants, including George Floyd's family members, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, and Congressman Al Green. But I want to take a minute to remind you that KPFT is currently in spring membership drive, and your financial support is essential to the continued growth of KPFT, this commercial-free community radio station, because KPFT relies on you, the listeners, for support. Yes, this nonprofit organization is 100% supported by you, the listeners, to operate. So please consider a contribution today by calling 713-526-5738 or make that pledge online at kpft.org or by texting the word GIVE to 713-526-5738. We look to you to support radio programming that you value on KPFT. Every dollar makes a difference in the quality of what you hear on KPFT. How about a pledge of $120? That translates into $2.30 per week. Think about it, less than the cost of a cup of coffee. For $2.30 a week contribution, you listen to what KPFT brings the greater Houston area, a wealth of local and national programs 24/7. And as I mentioned before, unique programs like the one you are listening to now, Arab Voices. Please make that call, 713-526-5738, and support your commercial-free community radio station. Every call makes a difference, and we greatly appreciate it. That's 713-526-5738, or online at kpft.org. We continue now with our program of airing additional remarks delivered at the special March for George Floyd event held on June 2, 2020 in Houston and attended by 60,000 people.
Right now, it is my honor, my pleasure, and my duty to bring forward a family member of George Floyd. We're bringing all of them.
They can come stand up here. Yeah. Everybody, come on.
Matter of fact, we're going to bring all of his family that's here with us today to this stage. Houston, show them some love. Show them some support. Lift them up right now. The Floyd family. Come on, Houston. This is who we're here for. Show them some love.
H-Town, stand up. Say his name. Say his name. Man, man. Never, man, I would have thought it would have had this many people, man. For my brother, man. Man, I love y'all, man. Y'all just don't know that, man. Man, man. Say, I don't want nobody to be protesting violently, man. You shaming all our name, not just his name. It's bigger than my brother. We got kids growing up. Sooner or later, they're going to be trying to figure it out, and they're going to say, man, who next? We trying to break the cycle right now. We got this. I thank y'all for y'all kind words and support, man. I love y'all. Don't forget that, man. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for y'all. I'd be in a shack that's tied up, sitting down, man. I'm hurt. I love my brother, man. Thank y'all.
I just want to say thank you to everybody for coming out. We really appreciate all the support that Houston has shown us, and we know that we are just beginning the fight. It's going to be more like a marathon, and we hope that y'all continue to support us as we seek justice for our cousin and our brother. Thank you all so very much.
Hey, my heart is full. I thank everybody for coming. I mean, this is amazing, all of you guys out here. God bless you all. And my brother Philonis basically said everything, which is true, and that's how we feel. And like I said, I love you guys. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Hey, Floyd required everybody to do one thing before he took his last breath. And I think a lot of people missed it, but a lot of us got it. And he asked that the people just get up. Look around you. Everybody got up. Pay close attention to the small things. They are expecting you to behave unbecomingly. They're expecting you to carry yourself like a fool. But we don't have to do that. Once again, look around. We all we got. Let me hear you say that. We all we got.
We all we got.
We all we got.
We all we got.
But guess what's the best thing about that? We all we need.
We all we need.
We all we need.
We all we need.
George Floyd.
George Floyd.
George Floyd.
We all we got.
We all we need. Believe that with every step you take, every step until you make it home to your baby. We all we got. Don't take that for granted. Thank y'all for coming out.
Say, how y'all doing, man? Everybody good out there? We here peacefully. That's my first cousin, J.U., Miss Edith. Everybody, I'm South Park representative. Belford of Crestmont, all day, right next to Alcott. Ridgeway, Third Ward, Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. I got 3 kids in Minneapolis, and I got 3 kids in here in Houston. We're going to be peaceful today, man. And we're going to party today, man. We're going to do it peacefully, and we're going to do it for George. George Floyd! George Floyd!
And for everybody knowing, for my boy, it's Perry Floyd. Who all knowing?
George.
His name is Perry.
I just want to thank everybody for coming out tonight.
I want to thank y'all. We see all the love and support. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, we ain't letting up.
Man, I just want to say on behalf of my brother Floyd, man, I spent 85% of my life with George Floyd, man. And if any one of y'all knew Floyd, man, all he wanted us to do was stand together, represent whatever we stand on. And we gotta do it the right way, man. We got to. You know what I'm saying? The violence is not gonna help him. Please, man, help my brother rest in peace, man. Please, y'all. Do it the right way, man. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, man, we appreciate y'all.
Hey, my name is Cal Wayne, man. Standing here as a brother of Big Floyd, man. He's my role model, my hero. I just want to make sure, man, y'all don't lose sight of why we here, man. Like I say, at the end of the day, you know, I'm listening to everybody, but I don't think everybody really understands the big picture of why we here, man. We here trying to demand some things. We here trying to understand some things, get some compromise, or find out how things can be different. I think that on behalf of the family, we trying to be nonviolent because of some fact we know Floyd wasn't really like that. But I understand y'all. But I want to make sure, man, that the message don't get misconstrued, man. We here because we want change, man. We here because we want to be heard. You know what I'm saying? We here because we want to stop dying for nothing. At the hands of the officers, they just sweeping it up under the rug. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate y'all. I just want y'all to keep that in mind. When we protesting and everything, if I march these streets, keep in mind, man, in the back of your head, man, we here to make sure that things change, man. Not to just sit up here and walk around and chant and go home and Instagram it and it's cool. You know what I'm saying? We want to make sure, hey, man, tell us what's going to happen after this here, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I be scared all the time. I don't like a kid by the law. I want to know for sure after this here, man, that we've been heard to the point to where Cal Wayne ain't going to die at the hands of a lie after this here. You know what I'm saying? This lady ain't going to die at the hands of a lie after this here. Let's keep in mind what we're here for, man. We here because we want some answers, man. We want some change, man. All the way from Minneapolis down here, man. We want to be heard. Man, ghetto.
Hey, how y'all doing? I go by Junebug, you know, nephew of George Floyd. You know what I'm saying?
Junebug.
Man, I really ain't got too much to say, man. I just want y'all to keep going, man. Don't stop until we get justice for my uncle, man. You know what I'm saying? Ghetto.
Ghetto.
Y'all please send some love to the Floyd family right now, please. Y'all repeat after me, we love y'all.
We love,
we love y'all.
We love,
we love George.
We love George.
We love George.
We love George.
Say his name.
George Floyd.
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 We love you, George. Look at this city standing up for you. Big Floyd's memory will never be forgotten and his life will not be to have taken in vain. Right now, I want to bring out 2 of our elected officials. They've been on the front lines for every act of misconduct in this city. They've marched, they protested, but most importantly, they litigate for us. So please welcome to the stage Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee and Congressman Al Green.
I need your attention just for a moment. I want the family to stay. I want this to be a solemn moment. I want us to get a moment of reflection. I want us to know what has happened here. I want us to feel the pain of these loved ones, some of whom I've gotten a chance to know, some of whom I've had police officers come and tell me what an inspiration George Floyd was to them growing up. Walk the streets of Third Ward, go around CUNY homes, stand near Jack Yates and have people show you what George Floyd was all about. I need a moment here because everybody has been talking and I want you to know Congressman Green and I have the privilege and sometimes the challenge of representing the most powerful nation in the world, the nation you own. This country is not of itself. You are this nation. And I come here today for you to take your nation. Take your nation. It's your country. What I want to say to this family, first, my sympathy. Thanks, Brandon, who came and expressed what deep embedded love there was for him as a child for George Floyd. And then all of his brothers, sister-in-laws, cousins. This is like our family. So listen to me for a moment now. Thank you, Bun B. Thank you, Trey the Truth. We walk together. And I will take your challenge, Lee Merritt. I don't want to walk this journey again. It is time for a revolution of change for the dignity of all of us, no matter what our color. And so I want you to know about 8 months ago, I was standing at the door of no return. For those who don't understand that, that was in Ghana, West Africa, looking into the watery graves that our ancestors jumped in order not to become a slave. It embedded in my soul that there's nothing we cannot do. I want to thank the brothers and sisters that don't look like me. So here is what I say to you. I don't want to speak to anybody here because I can already feel your spirit and I know where you are. I want to speak to those that are watching somewhere on their phone, on television, sitting somewhere and grumbling about those people. I want to capture for them the spirit and the pain of this family. I cannot walk in their shoes. I want you to be able to join us. You've got to ask for a reformation of this system. And so on Thursday, I will introduce revolutionary legislation that talks about a new culture for police and for policing, for recruitment, for de-escalation, for accreditation, for knowing that police are here as they short want to be to protect and serve. So I want an understanding. I want to be able to talk to those in these high skyscrapers. I want them to hear our cry. You're wearing black, but I'm wearing red for the blood of our ancestors. I want you to hear us. I want you to know that we've got to walk together. I am not angry, I'm anguished, but if we walk together, we'll reform this system that it becomes a system of protect and serve. And so the Congress of the United States, the Congressional Black Caucus, and let me acknowledge Lizzie Fletcher, who doesn't look like me. I'm delighted she is here. Seema is here. I'm delighted that Sylvia Garcia is here. They do not look like me. I'm delighted that Deshaun Watson, who looks like me, is here. You all need to know that. But what I want to have you understand, I'm talking over you because I love you, because you're already here. I got to get these folk to walk with us, because the dignity of this nation and the backs that built this nation are standing in front of me. And so I want those to be grateful and work with me on reform. My last point. All right, my last point. That we have come to a moment in history. I'm not even going to characterize the legislation other than to say that in some form, now we need to understand there's no shame in reparations. We have got to understand that economics, that healthcare, that education, that housing. And so if you want an agenda, that's one. Police reform through the Law Enforcement Trust and Integrity Act that the Judiciary Committee will be doing. That's two. And then, as Lee has indicated, there are a lot of other issues that we are going to address. But I want to close on this. I want us to be under the umbrella of amazing grace. I want us to be able to take just a moment, if the family will allow me, because I've been wrestling with this, and I am not them, but I'm trying to understand. And that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. We will never, in George Floyd's name, hear that again. And we will honor him so that I will take up the challenge that we will name a bill in the United States Congress of the United States of America after George Floyd, to be able to have his memory never to be forgotten, never to be ignored, and always with Pam Turner to be remembered. May God bless you, and I talked over you. May someone hear us and hear our cry and come out and walk with us. God bless all of you. God bless this nation. Brother.
I must be honest. I will not lie. I am angry. I'm angry because four men are involved in the taking the life of a dear brother, and only one man has been arrested. I'm angry. And I'm angry because we know that if the shoe was on the other foot, people would be in jail. I'm angry. I'm angry because not only do we want an arrest, we want a conviction. But the conviction and the arrest won't be enough. We want arrest, conviction, and we want time. They've got to do some time. I'm angry. I'm angry because I know that Black Lives Matter, and no matter what your color, no matter what your station in life is, no matter what you have, you are not better than George Floyd. He's as important as you are. I'm angry. And I want you to know this. I too have some legislation that I'm presenting. This country declared a war on poverty. We declared a war on drugs. We declared a war on cancer. It's time to declare a war on racism in the United States of America. I'm angry. We demand that we have the opportunity to have someone in office in the White House that's going to look out for every house in this country, and that's our house. I'm angry. But I want you to know this. My colleague was right when she said, this is your country, this is our country. Here's why. We built it. We built this country. We built those buildings in Washington, D.C. We made America great, and America has got to respect us because of what we have done and who we are. Our humanity cannot be denied. I'm angry. But now, here's the most important thing. Some of you are angry too. Some of you are angry too. Some of you are mad. The question is this: what do we do with our anger? Here's what we've got to do. We cannot allow one march to be the end of the movement. We've got to follow to the movement. Here's what we've got to do. We've got to take that anger.
We've got to register, and on November, whatever it is, the 3rd, we have got to go to the polls like we've never gone to the polls before and kick some people out of office. Kick them out.
And the first person that ought to get the boot is the person who put the police on those people in the park yesterday, Donald Trump must go. This is not the first time who laid the foundation for impeachment. Donald Trump should have been impeached for his racism. So I say this, this family deserves our support and our love. So let us show them the respect that they deserve, and let us channel that anger into something productive. Let us not let that anger cause us to do something improper. And if you see somebody doing something wrong, point to that person and say, not with us. Not with us. Do it for me now. If you see somebody throwing a brick, what are we going to say? Not with us. 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 God bless you. And God bless all you are doing to make this country a better country for us. And that's everybody else when we're included. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. And don't forget, the cry is for justice. Let me hear you say that. Justice. 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 Justice.
No justice. No justice. No justice. No justice. Say his name. Say his name. Say his name. Say his name. Houston, Texas, thank you so much for coming out and joining us today. We just got the word from the mayor that we are 60,000 strong in the streets of Houston for George Floyd. We are 60,000 strong against racism, 60,000 strong against injustice, 60,000 strong against police brutality. And in the same way that we started this march, because we're going to get ready to walk back to Discovery Green, the same way we started it with prayer, we're going to end this rally and this protest with prayer. I would like to bring my brother in arms, my soldier. I love this man. I love his heart. He has a great spirit for the Lord. He's going to lead us with prayer, and then we're going to take ourselves back peacefully to Discovery Green. Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor John Gray.
Houston, one more time. Say his name. Say his name. Say his name. The anger that we feel is not simply because of his unjust death, or Breonna Taylor, or Sandra Bland, or Tamir Rice, or Philando Castile, or all of the other names. This is 400 years of pain. From 1619 until right now, black and brown people have been systematically disconnected from capital, from access, from justice, from peace, from equality. This is our Emmett Till moment. We cannot go back. We must not go back. Let this anger turn into activism, become something greater. Let his death be the seed that produces fruit that changes this nation. Let this moment change the world by changing you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we're asking for wisdom, strength, courage, discernment to make the right decisions, to do the right thing. And though we are filled with anger and many of us have questions, give us the wisdom and the strength to do the right thing, not to dishonor George Floyd's death by doing things that cause us to be accused of doing things that taint and tarnish his legacy. Let us walk with honor. Let us walk with power. Let us walk with conviction. Let us walk with fury. But let us walk with a plan that justice shall be served, not just through our cries and our tears, but through the legislation that's passed, through the partnerships that are birthed, and through the healing that comes. God, I pray for protection for every American city. We pray for the safety of the people, the safety of property, and the safety of the idea that all men are created equal. Now let us go from this place back to Discovery Green with peace, with power, and prosperity on our mind. And God, let us do our role and expose the ones that say they're with us but are not. So Jesus, cover us, keep us safe, and root out the wicked, so that the righteous can stand. This is my prayer, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. 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 And amen. Amen.
All right, everybody. We stand in solidarity. We stand unified and we unite to fight against injustice, racism, and for the memory of our brother George Floyd. Let us walk back to Discovery Green. Let us be peaceful, because God is watching us right now, and the world is watching us. Houston, Texas, on behalf of my brother, Trey the Truth, our mayor, Sylvester Turner, our elected officials, our religious leaders, and everyone else. And before I forget, let me recognize our former mayor who came here to be with us today. Mayor Nice Parker is in the house as well. Remember, Black Lives Matter, and George Floyd did not die in vain. As we walk back, say his name. Say his name. Say his name. Say his name. Let his name ring through the streets of Houston, Texas.
What you just heard were several remarks delivered at the special March for George Floyd event held on June 2, 2020 in Houston and attended by 60,000 people. You're listening to Arab Voices on KPFT Houston 90.1 FM. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of the show. Did you know that this program, Arab Voices, has been on the air since April 2002? That's right, folks, over 18 years of weekly Arab Voices programming. That's 940 programs covering different topics and more than 1,000 expert guests that have appeared on this show from around the globe. All of that has been possible because of your support to KPFT, our community radio station, and it is time for the spring membership drive. Please call right now to support KPFT at 713-526-5738 and make a tax-deductible contribution, or make it online at kpft.org or by sending a text message with the word GIVE to 713-526-5738. Every dollar counts. Think of the value you get out of KPFT, and really for everyone who listens. We know that not everyone can contribute, but if you can and appreciate what KPFT brings you every day, please consider a pledge, because KPFT relies on you, the listeners, for support. In fact, KPFT is 100% financed by listeners like you. The phones are open. There is room for your call. Help keep up the momentum. Call 713-526-5738. And I'd like to thank all who called in to support KPFT and Arab Voices. It is not too late to call 713-526-5738. Thanks again. We appreciate all the contributions made. And I leave you with this short song by 12-year-old Kidron Bryant titled, I'm a Young Black Man.
I'm a young black man, doing all that I can to stand. Oh, but when I look around and I see what's being done to my kind, every day I'm being hunted as prey. My people don't want no trouble. We've had enough struggle. I just wanna live. God protect me. I just wanna live. I just wanna live.
And that does it for the show today. Thanks for listening. People of Earth is coming up next. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Until we meet next week, peace on Earth.
Justice is indivisible. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.